Hi, I'm John Frankie for SearchSAP.com. In addition to SAP's NetWeaver 7.1 announcement and its announcement of individual developer licenses for NetWeaver, SAP also announced some governance, risk, and compliance web services to aid in the integration of identity management software with SAP GRC Access Control. We're here with Holly Rowland, VP of Solutions Marketing, and Axel Streichert, Director of Solutions Marketing, both for SAP GRC, to discuss the announcement. Thank you, Holly and Axel, for joining us today from TechEd in Las Vegas. So there's some governance, risk, and compliance news coming out today, so maybe we could just start with that.
Yes, this is Holly Rowland, the VP of Marketing for Governance, Risk, and Compliance Applications. Thank you very much for interviewing us today, and we're very excited about the news that we have to announce today, which is that the SAP Solutions for GRC business suite is integrating with our leading IDM partners as well as with a leading recent acquisition of SAP, well, of Maxware, which led to our SAP IDM solution being delivered to the marketplace. So with that, I'll turn it over to Axel.
Hello, I'm Axel Streichert. I'm in solutions marketing and product definition for SAP GRC Access Control. And yeah, I can also only emphasize how exciting I am to hear the news and kind of announce that we have now or enable identity management vendors to integrate seamlessly with GRC Access Control in order to provide customers a complete end-to-end compliant identity management solution.
Something that I think is helpful for our listeners is to get some real-life examples as to, you know, why this is important for them.
The integration between the access control applications and IDM vendors is important to our customers because right now they're dealing with what we like to refer to as an identity crisis at their organization. Every single person in the organization has to be provisioned into one or more systems at a company, and when you start to multiply that across the various systems that they need access to, the data they need access to, the functions they need access to, it starts to become a very risky proposition for a company who is trying to manage this process in a manual way. They need to realize the examples that we've had articulated to us by our customers has been, and this is very much a customer-driven process and feature for us, has been that they're incurring great expense in having staff to support these manual processes, sometimes having up to 10 staff in their IT organization just to support provisioning into various systems. It also introduces risk into their system or into their environment because since they don't have a clear profile of who has access to what data and what system, they can't effectively manage the risk associated with, is my data protected? Am I protecting my assets, especially financial assets, sufficiently by provisioning in the proper way to these systems? And then finally, it's also a very expensive and difficult to manage process because oftentimes, in addition to all the staff that's required to manage this, they're taking up to 2 weeks to fully provision users into their systems. And we're very quickly eliminating that by having access control integrated with the IDM solutions.
So in addition to, you know, this very huge and great customer demand on getting a compliant identity management solution, we also see this demand coming from our partners, such as Sun, IBM, and other partners in the identity management space. So they see also from their customers the demand for using compliance in their identity management environment. And this is also then coming from analysts that they see that the number one driver for identity management projects today is compliance. So, you know, you see a little evolution in identity management because identity management is a pretty much mature market and mature. So what we see is a kind of involvement coming from, you know, simply IT-driven advantages of having an identity management solution from fast onboarding, you know, kind of password self-services, things like that, coming now to the compliance area. So compliance in the last 3-4 years plays a major role in also IT related projects such as identity management, because they want to make sure that whatever changes they introduce to the environment, role changes, new user accounts, people leave the company, gets promoted, all these constant changes needs to be under the compliance umbrella. So they may have to make sure that compliance is the number one driver, and they see that this is the number one driver to have a compliant identity management solution.
You had mentioned users were important in some aspects of bringing this together. I was wondering if we could get some examples of things that users were looking for.
So in terms of what our customers, and more specifically the users at those customers, are demanding is the ability to bring both the business side of the house together with the IT organization in ensuring compliance and ensuring proper controls over the data and their processes in their system. The business side of the house tends to understand a little bit more the financial risks associated with having, for example, a person who has access to both creating a vendor in a system as well as paying a vendor in a system. That would be a clear issue in terms of segregation of duties that a company would want to make sure does not happen within their organization. So as they were dealing with the proliferation of identities in their organization, they're trying to understand, how do I make sure that I'm not introducing risk into my system by not having a risk analysis that's automated and proactive. We also provide enterprise role capability, which not only once the access control system helps you to clean up your environment and remove function conflicts within your organization, you can actually continually manage to have your system and the users, that the way you're provisioning users, clean by using enterprise role management capabilities, such that a user can request access to a certain system to support their job function, but it goes through a series of reviews by business managers who can then approve and or put mitigating controls into that access before the IT organization actually provisions that user into the system. So they're asking for ways of getting clean and removing conflicts of interest or conflicts between duties, and also staying clean over time.
So, and in addition to what Holly just described, we also see then, of course, the need for having this capability cross-platform. So we're not just talking about SAP systems or ERP systems. We're really talking about, you know, a compliant identity management solution, you know, cross-platform, cross-processes, and really cross-resources. So no matter if someone needs access, for instance, to a building, and at the same time we can also do a risk analysis and a risk check. If this also violates, this person would have access to a certain computer or to a certain room or to other kinds of resources. So this is really not limited to ERP systems or SAP systems. This is really cross-platform and cross-function.
Identity management goes across verticals. There's no real, you know, specific verticals where it's this vertical needs identity management, this doesn't.
Yeah, I would absolutely say that this is applicable to every vertical that SAP delivers or provides solutions to today, because data privacy and compliance, especially financial reporting compliance, applies to every company, primarily public companies, but also private companies, to the extent that they need to exercise better controls over their financial reporting. So there's no specific reasons why this should not be applicable to every vertical that we provide solutions to. However, I would say that there are specific vertical problems that can be solved by having an identity management system, meaning that the types of data that you're trying to protect in different verticals will be different according to that vertical. Life sciences companies or media companies and other organizations have special IP protection needs that they also would like to make sure to have an effective way of provisioning access to, being one example.
So as you just heard, that this is really not specifically for one industry, but on the other hand, it's really of benefit for all these industry that we have this and provide this kind of capability, because no matter what kind of risks exist in certain industries, and they really vary from industry to industry, this compliant identity management solution is really applicable for any industry. Really, it is cross-industry, again, and cross-platform.
What's coming up in the future? What can users look forward to?
So, of course, what we see is that we get a tighter integration of identity management, for instance, and GSE governance, risk, and compliance. And, you know, just seeing access control, SAP GRC access control as the integration point into identity management solution, this is for us just the beginning. I mean, we see that this also then evolves into the whole GRC suite. So we also see then, for instance, a great integration point of identity management solutions into risk management, into process controls, into certain other areas of governance, risk, and compliance. IT governance is another big topic that needs integration between identity management and GRC, obviously. So the great news is that this integration of GRC, SAP GRC access control and identity management solutions is available today. So these web services as part of GRC access control are part of the service pack 4 that got released 2 days ago. So end of Q3. So they are available today. So customers can really go and start their identity management GRC access control integration today. So for existing GRC access control customers, there are no additional costs. These web services as part of a service pack can be downloaded from our service marketplace at no additional cost. But this only enables, of course, the integration. So then costs would then apply to integrating, really integrating and deploying these two products together. But that's something very interesting to talk to our partners. We have system integration partners that can also help customers in their integration of identity management and GRC access control. We also work, of course, with identity management partners such as Sun and IBM. They can also be of help and advice of how to integrate both products and optimize the solution to have a compliant identity management solution.
Holly, why is this different than the other offerings out there on the market?
SAP is really excited to announce this compliant IDM solution and partnership because it is truly different than any other solution that you'll see in the marketplace, especially vis-a-vis some of our main competitors. Some of our main competitors do deliver IDM solutions that are used today to manage identities, but they do not intrinsically embed the risk management capabilities and the data privacy capabilities that our solution does by integrating directly with the GRC suite. So this is unique and also provides much more security to our end users as a result.
Who is the main competition out there? By talking about your competitors, I assume one is obviously Oracle, but in the GRC and identity management space?
There are many competitors in terms of GRC application suite. However, the primary competitor that does not have this capability right now is Oracle. There are many GRC providers. This market is very much marked by a proliferation of small companies playing in this space, and a lot of them bring various value to the to SAP and to the broader GRC market. So we really seek to actually expand our ecosystem to include them. And in fact, we're developing partnerships with, for example, with the IBM Global Services Organization, and developing unique partnerships that may not be intuitive to people who understand that IBM and SAP do compete on some various levels. But we're choosing to co-op in this particular instance. This market is very much characterized by small niche players that we're looking to bring into the SAP ecosystem to help us expand our solution.
Yeah, and at the same time, if you look at also our partner ecosystem and the partners we're working with on this integration piece, I mean, we also talk to other partners such as Novell and CA, and it's a variety of identity management partners we're working with, and I think that is really unique that we have a complete ecosystem, partner ecosystem behind this that we are actively working with on building this integration between IDM and access control.
Axel, Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, it was great talking to you.
Thanks, we look forward to talking to you as we expand the solution.
That does it for this edition of SearchSAP.com's podcast series from TechEd. Be sure to check SearchSAP.com for all the TechEd news, tips, and announcements. Until next time, I'm John Franke. Thanks for joining us.